This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Dr. Nombasa Tsengwa is on the line to unpack that CEO Sustainable Impact Summit. There's some of the key takeaways from the summit and also just touching on issues of mining safety, which are important to the operations of any mine and the sustainability of any mining sector. Dr. Tsengwa, a pleasure. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Nolu Thando, and to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Dr. Tsengwa. Always a pleasure. Let's maybe start off by recapping what happened at the summit, some key takeaways and outcomes from there, and why this event is important to Exxaro.
Oh, thank you very much. What a day it was, attended by more than 5,000 of our employees from all over our business units. So we were talking about safety, as you said, looking at health and safety in particular. And what a day it was, because we had contributions from our own employees themselves, who are at the coalface, what we call the first line supervision, were there and talking to us about their experiences. Key takeaways really is that we need to go back to basics and make sure that we preserve the mental health of our employees, including going back to the five keys of our safety program.
I'm actually keen to also reflecting on some of the discussions that came. I think you've already touched on some there, and how Exxaro has reaffirmed its commitment to safety in its core operations. Also, you mentioned issues of mental health, Dr. Tsengwa, and often when we hear various parties speaking about mining safety, mental health actually doesn't come up often.
Yeah, indeed. You know, we believe that for our employees to be able to follow procedures, to think on their feet, to make sure that they do what they need to do, their mental health needs to be, taken care of. Otherwise, they become absent, even though they're present in their workplace. In particular today also, what impressed me is the recognition of what we call Section 22 of the Mine Health and Safety Act, which says you are responsible for your own safety, including your own protective equipment, that is the clothes we wear to protect ourselves. And then Section 23, that was a big story today, that employees are allowed by law to leave any unsafe working environment. Yeah.
That is something we've actually never heard, and I think something certainly worth emphasizing. I'm also keen to speak about Exxaro as a mining business and how you do balance sustainability and safety within the core operations.
Of course, I think, if you want to, as a mining company, we are in a very risky environment. Mm-hmm. And on a day-to-day basis, you've got to make sure that your procedures of doing your tasks include risk identification before you do every piece of work, what we call a mini hire at Exxaro, making sure that your procedures, as you implement them, are taking care of those issues that could harm you. So that for us is very, very critical. And as a mining company, once again, we make sure that we observe our sustainability objectives of making sure that even issues of environment beyond just health and safety, environmental stewardship, making sure that we decarbonize our operations, because we've got a bigger goal of reaching carbon neutrality by 2050. So all of these things are part of our day-to-day operations, and we've got plans for these.
I'm also keen, Dr. Tsengwa, to also find out about, some of the key outcomes and possible learnings today that can also inform the mining industry going forward.
Yeah, indeed. Like I said, that firstly, we must always empower our first line managers who are supervisors. And here we're talking more about our shift bosses and the foremen, because they are the ones who are at the coal face. Make sure that those individuals are not overburdened by administrative work. They are allowed to have enough time to go around and practice what we call visit-fed leadership, and then they are allowed to do their planned task observations of their people who report to them. That's very important. Going back to basics, making sure that you do what you say in your plans you are going to do. If you've got a plan like we do at Exxaro, which we call Five Keys, go back to those basics. Make sure that people are empowered and trained to do all of that. Then we come back to what we said earlier in terms of making sure that each individual is responsible for their own safety, and we don't continue to work, you know, when the workplace is not safe. Another bigger message that we sent home was that you also have got to shut out for your own mental health. Mm-hmm. It's very important because it's easy for you to hide. So we encourage people to say, it's okay not to be okay. Let's shout out so that, you know, we can make sure that we look after one another. So what a great day it was. And making sure that we honor the theme of making sure that we leave the world a better place than we found it.
Brilliant. I must ask you before I go, we had, I think you said, more than 5,000 employees at the summit today. What impact and significance does this have on local opportunities and partnerships with local SMMEs, service providers, and possibly even tourism, right? And has this positively impacted the local communities in which you operate, also in terms of social impact and the partnerships that may come out of it?
You know what? If there's one thing that was very obvious, if you were at the summit today, is we had this huge tent, you know, the same size as the Nelson Mandela funeral tent that you would have seen in Kunu, this very big dome. And a lot of, it was like we were in a township within a mine. And that required our service providers to bring all of that, you know, from outside of the Krill area, because we couldn't get this kinds of equipment from Krill. So every time I do see small businesses such as catering businesses and this, entertainment businesses really busy feeding our people because of the large number that we have, and making sure that even issues of recycling, companies that can come in and help us with waste management are able to do so. Companies to transport our employees from the places where they park, your park and rides. So I think for me, you know, the whole ecosystem that we talk about when we talk about social impact, making sure that we catalyze small businesses, we do experiences when we have this big event. So it was exactly the same today.
Dr. Tangwa, a pleasure speaking to you this evening, and thank you so much for helping us think of mining safety a little bit differently tonight.
Thank you all the time. I appreciate it. Bye.
Wonderful girl. Wow, that's Dr. Numba Satsengwa. She's CEO at Exxaro Resources. Unpacking the key takeouts coming out of the CEO Sustainable Impact Summit. More than 5,000 employees under the same roof discussing issues of mining safety. I think the two things that stood out for me there, certainly the issue of mental health of miners. That's something that, we don't hear anybody speaking about often enough. And also the second thing is that miners are allowed to leave environments that don't seem safe for them. And that's certainly an empowering, I think, notion to take on.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.